Now, this is the one that I think prisoners built that.
Really?
I've got a feeling, yeah. I've got a feeling. I think Paul Keating opened it. This is the new one near the art gallery there, isn't it? Well, the art gallery's nearby. It's on the water.
No, don't. Right down
Montague
Road, right down West End. I'm opposite St. Lucia.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about that new barbecue. You're talking about right down in... Oh, yeah, that's lovely. Well, the last time I was there, it was lovely down there.
Yes, I'm right beside the river watching one of their barges, you know, dredge up the old Brisbane River. And much nicer than last week, Sherwood Forest Park. The toilets, they have a brand new toilet block. There's a disabled facility for both sexes. And one other toilet, so there's two toilets for each. And they're cleaned every day. The cleaner was in there this morning, and they're just spotless. Not a bit of graffiti, and as clean as the whistle, if you need to do that. And there's two different playgrounds, or actually sort of three different playgrounds. There's one further up. There aren't a lot of rubbish bins, and there aren't very many. In fact, there are no drinking fountains. There are a couple of taps, but there are really no drinking fountains. They could do more of that. There are only four electric barbecues. We're standing here at one of the two electric barbecues at the double. One was filthy, one was clean, so we used a clean one, and we timed it, and it went for 25 minutes. So you just push in the button, and you get 25 minutes of cooking, and the others are just little single electric barbecues. So that's good. And I'm with, again, of course, Penny from Cooperoo. Morning, Penny.
Good morning.
How are you, Penny?
Great, thank you.
Thank you so much for doing this and introducing us to new things we can chuck on the barbie.
Yeah, it's wonderful, actually. I've been around so many different barbecue areas that I never knew existed in Brisbane.
Well, and you can tell people where to go when they come in to see you.
That's right. Actually, a customer told me about this one. He said, don't say it on the radio because we can always get a barbecue spot when you come down, so I'm going to be in big trouble.
Okay. What are you cooking this morning?
We're doing Indonesian pork fillets.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice, too, Peter. I'm a sausage girl, but I'm convinced this pork fillet's the way to go. It's easy.
So what do they do? These are not on a skewer or anything?
No, they're not, but you can actually put them on a skewer if you want to. It's just a whole pork fillet, which I've denuded of any fat and sinew, and you just mix in a bit of palm sugar and soy sauce. If you don't have any palm sugar, you can use sweet soy, which is exactly the same. Bit of oil, some cumin, garlic, bit of salt, and marinate it for a day or two, which just makes it so beautiful and tender.
Sounds sensational. What's the taste like, Patty?
Oh, beautiful. Penny, you said you did the marinade just yesterday, but you said you can do it up to 3 days ahead, so that's really, you know, saves on preparation time. If you're doing the old party for the neighbours, which I am tonight, and this is the way to go. I was going to get you to bring me some sausages, but I think I'm going to go for a whole pork fillet. That was just gorgeous, Peter. You just, you know, slice into little pieces when it's all cooked, because it's whole, of course.
Yeah.
And then it's lovely with a fresh green salad, just beautiful.
A sort of a curry taste?
It's more of a sweet sort of Asian flavour, really. The palm sugar gives it that.
Okay, and you said soya sauce, didn't you?
Soya sauce,
yeah.
And palm sugar, but if you don't have palm sugar, which is quite hard to get, the sweet soy is a mixture of palm sugar and soya sauce, so that's just the same, really.
If anybody would like a recipe, they can write into us and we'll send it out to them.
That'd be great, Peter. And when I spoke to the cleaner, he said this is a really, really popular barbecue spot, so it's going to be more popular now, Penny. And they have up to 10 or 12 cars here some mornings having business meetings over a barbecue, which is a great idea.
You're joking.
No, there's three lots of seating here, which has got little shelters, and very good lighting. All the barbecues have lights over, because, of course, it's coming into winter and those early sunsets. So come down after work and throw something on the barbecue and have a look at the Brisbane River. In the morning, there are the rowers to entertain you, and in the afternoon, of course, there's all the people going home from work.
How many sausages?
What do you reckon, Penny? Eight out of 10.
Okay, better than last week's effort, of course.
Much better.
That's Orley Park at West End, which sounds real nice, and it's right down there by the river. Thank you, Patty.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Penny.
Thanks, Penny.
It's enough. Thank you very much. 28 minutes to 8.